You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
VeraMe is an organisation to combat migrant exploitation in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Their new app has been designed to collect proof of underpayment of wages and other breaches. I spoke to Dylan Nightingale, the CEO and founder of VeraMe Charitable Trust, who is also a barrister in Kate Shepherd Chambers, about the app and the process from development to launch. I started by asking if she could outline the app's purpose.
Sure. VeraMe Charitable Trust. VeraMe is an acronym for Victims, Exploitation, Rights, Information and Migration. And our purpose is to stop migrant exploitation in Aotearoa by empowering workers to stand up for their rights. So the purpose of the whole platform is to give people information in different languages about their employment rights, let them know that they have got options, what a path to justice might look like, and help them collect evidence of what has been going on in their workplace. So then if they want to bring a claim, they have got the evidence to back it up.
And I'd be really interested to know, what inspired you to create the app, and how much of this came from your experience and background in legal work?
Yeah, so the whole inspiration really has been from the amazing clients that I've been working with over the past 7 or so years at Community Law in Wellington and Hutt Valley. I was working there as a staff solicitor just before COVID, and we were able to get an online legal service set up really quite quickly, which was amazing and a huge testament to the people involved at the time. But through that online service, we were getting a lot of queries from people all over the country, a lot from Central Otago, for instance, where people who were on work visas were saying, you know, yeah, this is happening to me, and I'm completely stuck, and there's no support, and I don't know what to do. And before then, I had been helping people in the Wellington area, but I think really that experience through COVID made me realise just how widespread the issue actually is. And then from there, I was finding that people were really struggling to show evidence of wage theft, basically. So a typical scenario is where someone is working, say, in a hospital job, and they're working, you know, 60 to 70 hours, sometimes more than that, a week. And the employer is only paying them for about 30 or 35, and the employer has, you know, these records, maybe pay slips, that show that the worker, you know, is only working 30 or 35 hours. And then someone would come to us at Community Law, and they'd be saying, well, actually, it's like this, and I'm working twice as much. And the first question is, God, that's awful, but how can you prove this? And so really the app was set up as just as a tool, a way of helping people to get that evidence, and very much inspired from my work with clients. And I think, you know, there's probably been pretty close to 100 people now over the last 7 years and that I've worked with. And also I've done quite a lot of interviews with people for a research project that I completed at the beginning of this year. So those interviews also validated what I was seeing through the client work.
And where is the funding and support for the app coming from?
So the research component was funded by the Boren Foundation, Michael and Suzanne Boren, which is an amazing philanthropic organisation that funds legal research, social justice research across Aotearoa. But the actual tech build, so the website, the app, yeah, I had no idea building an app would be so expensive. And the quotes that we initially got would have never been able to get that amount of funding. But we were really lucky that we were put in touch with an IT developer in Wellington called SpotTech, and the founder is from Afghanistan, and he is a new resident here, and he was really, really supportive of the kaupapa, so and did the work at a hugely discounted rate. So the funding came from, you know, first of all we had to form the trust, and then charitable trust, and then apply for funding. And we were lucky; we got some funding from the Department of Internal Affairs, so the Ethnic Lotteries Communities, Wellington Community Trust, Foundation North. We've just recently actually completed a small project in the Bay of Plenty, and where we're trying to reach out to hort workers, and that was funded by Bay Trust. So I think the approach now that the platform is up and running, we will need to keep looking for funding for maintenance and hosting, but otherwise working with specific funders in areas where we'd like to do some outreach and support in particular areas.
You've spoken to the process of creating this app, including from the clientele to funding and also the research. I'm curious to know, throughout this process, how much of the platform has changed from maybe what you were thinking at the beginning to now, if anything?
Yeah, so the concept went through a Creative HQ 13-week accelerator, which was a chance to really look at the problem from the point of view of people experiencing it, which are obviously migrant workers. But we also, well, I also kind of found from that consumers really care about this problem as well. And so initially, one of the problems that we looked at and tried to design for is there a way for the public to know, this restaurant, for example, they've been verified as treating their staff well, so we're happy to go there and support them. So, and that's actually where the name initially it was, I was thinking maybe it could be a verification system. So an employer basically gets a stamp of approval as complying with minimum employment standards and treating their staff well, and that could be backed up by employee reviews and that sort of thing, which do exist. There are platforms like that, like Glassdoor, where employees can give reviews of their bosses. But the problem with that, and it was great having the accelerator to really test this, the problem with that is, first of all, your exploitation is so hidden. No one actually knows the true extent of this. The stats that we do have really underreport, and I think even the government acknowledges that. So, for instance, I think it was 2024, there were, in 2024, MB received almost 4,000 complaints of migrant exploitation, which was about a fourfold increase from the previous year. But that does not give you a true picture of the scale of the problem. And then in June last year, there was a task force, a ministerial advisory group had been set up on transnational and serious organised crime. And they found that, they actually stated that you can't live in New Zealand without buying products or using services that contribute to migrant exploitation. So there is way more than 4,000 instances of wage theft and serious breaches of employment rights going on. So the problem with having an employee, I guess, not whistleblower, because this is trying to look at it as a positive, in that the problem with all of that is that employers, you know, bad employers already put so much pressure on employees. So you can just see, you know, employers will be pressuring an employee to give a fake review. You could just see how there'd just be problems with that actually being a credible way of assessing how an employer was treating staff. So there are well-known reasons for all of that, and I did look at that a little bit for the research, but it's done its own significant research into this, and none of this is this is all really well known.
I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time, and I just wanted to ask this final question. For people who are interested in either using the app services or supporting the app, how can they do this?
So the website, verimi.org.nz, if you scroll down to the bottom of that, that has got a link to the app stores, so you can download the app for free. You just need to register, and it'll take you through the process. You put in your workplace, and what happens is you can just try it out. The app's GPS will keep recording every time you are within like 10 meters of your registered workplace address, and it will record when you leave. It doesn't otherwise track your movements. And we did a test of this with some hospital workers in Wellington, and actually a couple of them said they had no idea they were being kind of underpaid. They were working more hours than they were being paid for. So we're confident that the app works. So just try it out. It's free, and we'd love any feedback that you've got. And then what people can do is, if they're finding that there is a problem, then they can share that in their work diary, their GPS records, with a trusted advisor. You can talk to us, and we'll connect you with a free community lawyer in your area. And we are also working with the community law centres, the 24 community law centres in the country, and supporting them to support employees.
That was Dylan Nightingale, CEO and founder of Verimi Charitable Trust, on the app she has built to support anti-migrant exploitation advocacy. You can find more information on their website, verimi.org.nz, and if you have any suggestions for outreach, please contact Dylan through the web form.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.